Oh, say can you see? Hello, folks. I had to do that at the beginning. I'll tell you why. Mark Nacido here for the Mark Nacido podcast. Hope you all doing good. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you like my podcast, please like on the following apps that you listen to podcasts on. I'm Mr. Professional here. Anyway, So, a couple things before we get started in general. I had to do that at the beginning because we're talking about Fergie and her performance of the national anthem and how horrible it was. I mean, Fergie has a great voice, and this may be a personal opinion, but I feel like the national anthem is an honor to sing. It would be a completely honor to sing. Sing for your country, sing your anthem of your country. It's something you don't want to really butcher in general, you know, butcher. You want to get it right and do the best you can to get it done. I think that's what happened. I think she just did. I think she just overthought it too much and maybe kind of, you know, kind of came out sour. So, but anyway, but yeah, that's my, I guess, opinion, you would say. I don't know. I heard stories too. Like, I remember once there was a, I think it was during the World Series one year, and somebody sang the national anthem. And it was so cold, you know, like I guess they had to lip sync it, so they had a recording of her singing it. Because of the coldness, she couldn't sing it because, you know, and it makes sense, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's. Anyway, a couple of things. Update about my history of music series. I'm still researching 1967, which was a really, really busy year in music. I got 3 books, you know, of information that I written down, and I'm still doing the research. It's almost done. It's coming together. I hope in 2 weeks. I'm not going to make any promises, but you'll definitely know when it's up. But anyway, I wanted to point that out to you. Oh, wait, one more thing before we get rolling here. Wilson! Okay, being a Colorado native, I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about. Even a Seattle native. Russell Wilson is now a Denver Bronco. Thank you, Lord. I'd be happy with Aaron Rodgers. If he was here, I would be happy, but I'm also happy with Russell Wilson. I mean, I had an issue with Wilson originally, but I'm over it, so I'm glad he's here. I hope he does great for us, for the Broncos, and I hope he leads us to a couple Super Bowls. If not one, for sure. You know, if not, hey, it is what it is, but hey, I think he's going to do good things in Denver. I hope it's the start of good things to come in Denver for the Broncos. Yeah, so I think the only issue I had with Wilson was that Super Bowl loss the Broncos had against the Seahawks. And it just left a sour taste in my mouth still. But I'm over it, so hey, good luck, Mr. Wilson. Hey, Mr. Wilson! Dennis the Menace. Okay, I had to do that. Anyway, So before I get started here, I want to tell you about my podcast I'm going to be talking about today. I was inspired from somebody at work. So before I go there, let me go back again. I'm sorry, I keep going back here. I want to send some shout-outs to some people who are recently getting into my podcast, and I appreciate it. People I work with, I'm going to call their names out. Nicole, Omar, Amanda, and Viana. If you're listening to this, thank you. Anyway, speaking of one of the people I work with, Amanda. I want to say Miss Amanda Jones. Rolling Stones did a song called Miss Amanda Jones. I keep thinking that for some reason, that this has a good ring to it. I keep thinking, when I see her, I keep thinking the term Miss Amanda Jones. I don't know why. This is what it is, I guess. But Amanda's a great person. I work with her, and she puts a smile on people's faces, you know, in a kind of awkward sort of way. I mean, not like awkward, like just awkward, doesn't know how to handle people, you know, and just very quiet, shy. You know, nothing wrong with that in general, but just awkward is that she's funny. And at times, the sense of humor kind of gets a little crazy, you know. And nothing wrong with that. It's not a judgment. It's just who she is. And I appreciate her for that. And she makes going to work easy. You know, if you have a sense of humor like me, this is the person you want to hang out with. Her name is Amanda. I'm not going to give out the last name for her protection. She might sometimes say, Mark, knock it off, Mark! Just kidding. That's how she's very boisterous, and that's how she talks. And I'm not doing, when I do an impression of her voice, I'm not doing it to make fun of her. I'm doing it because I just think she has one of those voices that's unique. You know, and I wouldn't mind if someone made fun of me. You know, not make fun of me. I mean, make do an impression of me, because I would, you know, because I do it too. You know, I would take it and say, hey, cool. And she's cool with this. I talked to her about this, and she's the one that brought it up to me. She says, hey, you should do a podcast about all the stuff we talk about at work. I'm like, well, if I kept the tally of what you always say, I'd probably do it better, but I'm going to wing it in this, you know, talk about Amanda. Little sweet, never mind. I was going to say, because she's not exactly 4'10". Just staying. Little sweet Amanda. You know? A great person to be around. Funny. This, you never know what you're going to get with her. You know? She's going to talk about things and it's random. But it's a good random. It's really good. So, bear warning, if you don't want to hear this podcast because maybe I might use a few choice words, or even that, that's your decision. Yeah, they're going to turn it off. I'm going back to the music series, of course. That's my plan. My dogs are getting involved there. Hey, dogs. Talk. Hey, no comment. So this is about Amanda. Amanda, this is for you. If you're listening, please listen. So I own guinea, we own guinea pigs. I'm sure some of you know that already. So my last name is Inesito. It's Italian. Inesito. I have two male guinea pigs. I call them Vito and Guido. Vito and Guido Inesito. They're cool. They're funny. They're fun. They're a pleasure to be around here, along with our dogs. This makes the house a good place. Even though my wife is around, makes the house a good place. But anyway, the guinea pigs. I was talking about them, and she's asked me every question in the book about my guinea pigs. What do you feed them? When's the birthday? I mean, male, female, A, B, and C, you know, whatever. You know, I'm like, are they? You know, I'm like, okay, calm down. You know, and I got a new phone last October. And I saved most of my pictures. So most of my pictures on my old phone are not on my new phone. And I had a bunch of pictures of them on my old phone that didn't get to my new phone, unfortunately. And she's like, you're a bad guinea pig father, you know, because you have pictures on your phone. And I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. I'm like, Amanda, she makes you feel bad at first. And you feel like, she's kidding, calm down. That is how she is, you know, but she does it for fun. She's not serious, but she's funny, you know. She enjoys a good laugh, and recently she's beginning into that Lamb Chop song, the song that never ends, it goes on and on, my friends, you know, like that, you know, that'll be her, you know, every night when she's doing work, just to keep pastime. And in a way, it's annoying because she does it on and on. Hence the name of the song, "The Song That Never Ends." Just kidding. But anyway, but it's funny, you know. It keeps place a little bit lively at work. You know, we need that, you know? You know, she can be very controversial as well. She just, some of the things out of her mouth is insane. Like, huh? You question it, like what? Hey, Nicole, if you're listening, explain that to me. Just kidding. Just kidding. But anyway, yeah, Amanda, she's a jokester. She really is. She's funny. She has a voice that's just, you know, it's powerful. It's just way, very boisterous. Like, you ask her, Amanda, how you doing? And she's like, fucking great. I'm fucking great. Fantastic. Mark, how about you? You doing good, Mark? Yeah, I am. Okay, I mean, that's horrible, but whatever. You know? But anyway, I'm just doing the impression of her voice so you can get, so you can kind of picture her, you know. She's blonde and wears glasses. Just, you know, she's funny. She really is. I wish I can remember more of what she does, but she does so much and does so things randomly that I wish I kept a tally of what she does so I can use this as a source for my podcast. I want to have her in an interview once. I want to have her do a podcast with her once to see how that goes, you know? See how that goes. Let her do all the talking. Like, go for it, Amanda. Talk. Speak. Preach. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of a situation here. There was, she gives people's nicknames, and I don't think I have a nickname yet myself, but, she calls people like Pumpkin Spice, Vanilla Chai Latte or something like that, Vanilla Iced Tea or something. And, oh yeah, by the way, that reminds me, her guinea pigs, she calls one Harold and the other one is named, not Biggie, Piggy. Piggy Smalls. Piggy Smalls. That's cool. It's clever. It's funny. I like it. Good ring to it. Yeah, Amanda's a great person. Like I said, I wish I was prepared for this. I wish I kept tally of what she says so I can use it. Because she don't mind. Because she said, I don't mind if you use the quotes I say. You can use my full name if you want. You can do whatever you want to do, she goes. I'm like, well, okay. I just remember a lot of things you said. If I kept tally of it, it would be a lot easier for me to do. I just can't randomly say things that you know. You know, that way, I think it's best to have her come in a podcast with me. Just to have her, talk, you know. Sometimes when you go off task at work, you know, because I'm scanning, like, various, like, load labels and stuff for packages. He's like, Mark, scan! Mark, scan! That's her. Or, Nicole, scan! Or this and that. V, scan! Or this. Oh, Amanda. I mean, that's all I have for this podcast. I'm gonna lie. Like I said, I wish I kept tally on recordings of what she does. Because she is hilarious, and I hope she's willing to say yes for an interview. Anyway, that's all I have right now for this podcast. Short but sweet. Kind of crazy. And I use my voice a little bit for this to practice myself because I need to do that more on my podcast. I can't just talk. Well, today we're going to talk about this and all that stuff. And, you know, today we're going to talk about this. You know, that's better as opposed to the first thing I just did. So that's my goal for my next podcast, and hopefully probably not as crazy like I was now, but I'm just giving the full, you know, Amanda experience for you with her voice the best I can. That reminds me, by the way, people at work are telling me to change my name to my podcast, Mark After Dark, or Marco. Amanda calls me Marco now. Not Marco Polo, but Markel, M-A-R-K-E-L. Marco at the Darko. I'm like, what a ring that has. Mark at the Dark. Like, for example, Hey everyone, Mark. This is Mark in the Seattle for Mark at the Dark. Tonight we're talking about whatever you want to talk about, so please feel free to chime in. I'm going to keep it smooth, keep it real. Mark and Dirk in the house tonight. Okay, anyway, yeah. So, one more thing I want to bring up before I say goodbye. This podcast is not going to be on YouTube, just the audio version. So, if you have apps such as Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, then you can listen to this podcast on those apps. And if you like it, please follow. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, it's called the Mark and Acido Podcast. Check it out. If you like it, subscribe it. That's all I have. And please keep tuned to my next podcast, which will be my history and music, part one of 1967. Thank you and have a great day. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. God bless. Goodbye.